on Thursday afternoon, I was feeling pretty depressed and cursed it when I saw on my engagement list that I had to visit something called the Development Group. Stop. I found myself going to a new office block down by Dartmouth Street, Fabian's old meeting place. I knew nothing about this, but I found there Oliver Cox, the deputy chief architect, with some 17 architects and 6 or 7 sociologists, a brilliant group of young men and women actively at work developing 2 methods of system building, 5M and 12M. Stop. One of these they're actually trying out now in Oldham, where they're building the first 70 of these system-built houses, having just cleared the area. Paragraph, I can't understand why it is that the Ministry have got this extremely good group working in its midst, but they gave me the most exhilarating time. I spent 2 or 3 hours getting to know their methods, seeing how they make their sociological studies, and being told something of the technical side. In conversation I asked why it was only 750 houses they were building in Oldham. Why not the whole thing? Wouldn't that help Langs, L-A-I-N-G-S, the builders, unquote? Well, of course it would, said Oliver, and it would help Oldham too, unquote. Well, why don't we do it, unquote? Well, it depends on the minister, unquote. And Winfield Lewis, the chief architect, smiled, and I said, well, why shouldn't we? Why shouldn't we assume that instead of doing one little bit of the centre of Oldham, we should use the whole 300 acres and have a real demonstration that our system building can work and really does reduce costs? Let's see that one piece of central redevelopment is really finished by us, unquote. I drove back to the ministry. Bracket is only just round the corner, by the way, unbracket, warmed and excited. I'm going to insist, if I can, that we should persuade Oldham to let us do the whole thing. And there's no doubt that Langs will be delighted, because they'll be mass producing for a longer continuous run, and so costs can be cut.